Máme rádi zvířata, 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 protože jsou chlupatá a mají hezkou srst.
Welcome again to Radio Prague's Czech language series Exploring Wildlife Idioms. Just like in the last few episodes, we'll start off with the sound of the animal of the day. Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with your radio. It's just that today's animal is the fish, which, as everybody knows, is mute.
Mlčet jako ryba.
To keep silent like a fish. To be mute as a fish. Interestingly, fish in the Czech language are also said to be healthy.
Zdraví jako ryba.
Healthy as a fish. Water is the fish's natural environment, and about people who are in their element, feeling good, Czechs say
je jako ryba ve vodě.
He or she is like a fish in water. On the contrary, when you find yourself in an unfamiliar situation or ill at ease, you can describe it by the idiom
ryba na suchu.
Literally, a fish out in the dry, or a fish out of water. The Czech language, too, knows the concept of big fish and little fish, meaning important or unimportant people and things. Modest as they are, Czechs coined an expression to describe small gains or achievements.
Malí ryby, taky ryby.
Or little fish, but still fish. So even small successes are of some value. If something or somebody is neither one thing nor another, their identity is vague, English speakers say the person or the thing is neither fish nor fowl. The Czech expression is
ani ryba, ani rak.
Neither fish nor crayfish. Cold and unemotional people, in English known as cold fish, are described as dead fish in Czech.
Leklá ryba.
Staying with dead fish, the Czech language has a saying
ryba smrdí od hlavy.
A fish starts smelling from the head, which means, for example, that in an unsuccessful company, one should take a good look at the boss. And finally, still on the topic of stinking fish, there is one rather impolite saying which might make you think that Czechs are not exactly the kindest of hosts. The expression goes
ryba i host třetí den smrdí,
meaning both a fish and a guest start stinking on the third day. And we'd better not linger for too long, lest something like that should happen to us. So, until next week,
naschledanou.
Thank you very much there to Pavla Horáková, ably assisted by Vladimír Tax.